Hamishin. Va'aleihem toimar, and to them you shall say, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael. Any person from the house of Yisrael, umin ager asher yogur b'soichem, and from a ger that will live amongst them. Asher yale oilo izovach, who will be makriv a korban oilo or a korban shlomim outside the azara. Vel pesach oil moed lo yivienu lasois oisei l'Hashem, and to the opening of the oil moed, he will not bring this korban to do it and to be makriv it l'Hashem. V'nichras ha'ishahu me'amov, this person will receive kares and will be cut off from his nation. The pasuk earlier told us that one who shechs bachutz outside the azara is chayv kares, and also one who sprinkles the blood on the outside. Here the pasuk tells us that one who is makriv the karban bachutz is also chayv kares. The Arachayim HaKadosh is bothered by the words in the beginning of the pasuk, Va'aleihem toimar, to them you shall say. Why do we need these words? He says it is to connect this parasha of Akrova Bachutz to the earlier parasha of Shchutei Chutz, and to tell us that you might think the only time one is chayef or makriv a korban bachutz is only if the korban was perfect up to that point, if the shechita was done properly in the azara, the blood was sprinkled in the azara, and then this person comes along and is makriv et bachutz, then he is chayef kares. But how do we know if one person shechted an animal outside the azara and then a second person comes along and takes this animal and is makriv et bachutz, where the korban was already puzzled through the first person shechting it bachutz, how do we know the second person is still chayv kares for being makriv et bachutz? That's why the pasuk says v'aleihem toimar, to connect the two parashiyos, that even though one person shechted a bachutz and another person was makriv et bachutz, both of them are chayv kares. Rashi tells us that whenever the Torah says a chiyuv kares, it does not only mean that this person will die prematurely, but it means also that his children will die. And Rashi also states this in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudayin, Pasuk Yudalid, Divrei HaMaschil V'Nichrasa. One also has to understand why earlier in the pasuk, in Pasuk Gimel by Shchutei Chutz, the pasuk says Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael and does not mention Ger, and over here by Hakrova Bachutz, in Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Umin HaGer, Asher Yogur B'Soicham, it mentions also Ger. V'ayin Meshech Chochma, who discusses this Diak. And the Pasuk continues, V'ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, any man from the house of Yisrael, Umin HaGer, HaGor B'Soicham, and from a Ger that will live amongst them. Asher Yoichal Kol Dam, who will eat any blood, not only blood of karbonos, but any blood of an animal. V'nosati ponai b'nefesh v'cheles es adam, and I shall direct my face and turn all my attention to punish the one who will eat blood. V'echrati oisa mikerav amo, and he will receive kares. The Isra of Dam is mentioned many times in the Torah. We saw it already in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudayin, and Parshas Sav, Perek Chav, Pasuk Chavav. We see it a third time over here, and a fourth time in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. One must also understand why the Torah changes the Lashon when it says Eger. In Pasuk Ches it says, Umin Ager Asher Yogur B'Soicham, Yogur that will live in the future tense. And over here in Pasuk Yud it says, Umin Ager HaGor B'Soicham, Gor in the past tense. And the pasuk continues, Ki nefesh habosor badamhu, because the soul of all creatures, badamhu, is in the blood. And therefore, v'ani nosativ lochem ala mizbeach, I have commanded you to place the blood of karbonos on the mizbeach, lechaper al nafshe seichem, to atone on your soul. Tovay nefesh, utechaper al nefesh. Let the soul of an animal, which is the blood, come and be mechaper, atone for your soul. Ki adam hu banefesh yechaper, because the blood of an animal will be mechaper on your soul. Akein omarti levnei Yisrael, therefore I have said to the Bnei Yisrael, kol nefesh mikem lo yisoichal dam, all souls from you shall not eat dam. Mikem, Rashi says, this extra word teaches us that not only you should not eat dam, but also you shall not feed it to a cotton, to a minor. V'hager agar b'seichechem lo yoichal dam, and a ger that will live amongst you should not eat dam. The pasuk continues with the mitzvah of kisoy hadam. V'ish ish mi bnei Yisrael, any man from the bnei Yisrael, umin hager agar b'seichem, and from a ger that will live amongst them, asher yosud tzeid chaya oif, who will capture a capturing of a chaya, or a bird, asher ye'ochel, which you are allowed to eat, which is kosher, v'shafach es damai, you shall spill its blood, v'chiso be'ofar, and cover the blood with earth. Even though the pasuk says asher yotzo tzeid, if you capture an animal, Rashi tells us it refers also to a domesticated animal, a domesticated chaya or oif, for example, geese or chickens. There is also a mitzvah of kisoy hadam. Ramban and Kli Yoker explain the reason for this mitzvah, and they say it is an order that a person should remember not to eat blood. Because by behemos, we always have the reminder that you shouldn't eat blood because the blood of most behemos can be placed on the mizbeach by a korban. Shor, chesed, eiz, but concerning chaya, which is never brought on the mizbeach, and oif, where most birds are not placed on the mizbeach, only tayrim and bnei yoina, turtle doves and young doves, so we don't really have a reminder to tell us that they should not be eaten. Therefore the Torah says that when you shecht a chaya or oif, in order to eat them, you shall cover the blood with earth, as a reminder that dam is usher to be eaten. Hemikdavar is medayik. Why over here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the mitzvah of kisui adam, does the Pasuk say ishish mi b'nei Yisrael? As opposed to earlier in Pasuk Gimel by Shchut Echutz, in Pasuk Ches by Hakrava Bachutz, and in Pasuk Yud by the Isra of Dam, the Pasuk says ish ish mi beis Yisrael and not mi b'nei Yisrael. He answers that the difference between beis Yisrael and b'nei Yisrael is that beis Yisrael includes also women. B'nei Yisrael is referring to men and not women. And since over here, by Kisei Adam, the Pasuk says, Asher Yotso Tzeid, who will capture a capturing, and it is the derech, the way of a man to capture and not a woman, therefore it says, Mi B'nei Yisrael, because we are referring to the men and not the women. And the Pasuk continues, Ki nefesh kol basar damoy benafshahu, because the soul of all flesh, of all creatures, the blood is the soul. Va'omar l'bnei Yisrael, and therefore I have said to the B'nei Yisrael, Dam kol basar lo sechelu, the blood of all basar, of all flesh, you shall not eat. Ki nefesh kol basar damehu, because the soul of all creatures is in the blood. Kol oichav yikores, anybody who will eat blood will get kores. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa, and any person that will eat a nevela or a treifa, bo ezrach uvager, by a native or by a ger, v'chibes begadav v'roches b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening, until harav shemesh, until the sun sets, v'taher, and then he is taher. What is this pasuk referring to when it says that a person who eats nevela, utreifa, is tamei? Rashi tells us that nevela in this pasuk is referring to a nevelas oishtar, the carcass of a kosher bird. If one touches or carries a nevelas oiftar, he is not tameh. Only abeis ablia, it is only metame the person when it touches his throat. And the pasuk over here is telling us that if one eats a nevelas oiftar, then he and his clothing are tameh. What does the pasuk mean when it says treifa? The pasuk cannot be telling us that if one touches a treifa, he is tameh, because a treifa is a live animal that has a physical defect. Such an animal is not metameh. So what does the pasuk mean by treifa? Rashi tells us, treifa is just coming to modify the word nevela. Because the Torah is saying that if you swallow and eat a nevelas oif tahar, you are tummy. How do we know that this only applies to a nevelas oif tahar and not a nevelas oif tummy? If one swallows the carcass of a non-kosher bird, how do we know that he is not tameh? Therefore we need the word treifa, because treifa is telling us that we are only referring to a nevela which has in its species the halachos of treifa, which is a kosher bird. A kosher bird has the halachos of treifa, because a kosher bird you are allowed to eat, but if it's a treifa, you are not allowed to eat. But by a non-kosher bird, there is no treifa in its species, because a non-kosher bird may not be eaten, whether it's treifa or not a treifa. So therefore, treifa does not apply to it. That's why we need the word treifa, to tell you that nevela is only referring to a kosher bird. And the pasuk continues, if this person swallowed a nevelas oif tahar, and he is tameh, ve'im lo yechabes, and he does not immerse his clothing in a mikvah, and then throws this article of clothing onto the property of the Beis HaMikdash, uvesarei lo yirchatz, or if he does not immerse himself in a mikvah, and then he will enter the Beis HaMikdash, or eat kachim, v'nosa avoinoi, he will carry his avera. Rashi tells us that the punishment for this person entering the Mikdash would be bekares. He would get kares. But the punishment of the person who throws the clothing that are tameh into the Mikdash is only bemalkis with lashes. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zot Rashi pasuk ches asher yala oila, if he will bring and be makriv a carbon oila l'chayev ala makdir evorim bachutz. This pasuk is coming to be machayev one who is makdir, who smokes limbs of a carbon outside azara kishoychid bachutz, like one who shechs the carbon bachutz. Shem shochat echad behelachaveroi, if one person shechs the bachutz and another person brings it up on the mizbeach bachutz, shneim chayovin, they are both chayiv kares. V'nechras zok Rashi zara nechras v'yomov nechrasin. Whenever the Torah says kares, not only will he die prematurely, but also zara nechras, his children will also die. Kol dam, a person that will eat any dam. Why does it say kol? Fisha nema, banefesh yichaper, since the pasuk says further that blood atones on the soul and is brought on the mizbeach, lo yochol lo yehi chayev ela dam hamukdoshim. I might think the isra of dam is only on dam of karbonos. Tamun loymar, kol dam. Therefore the pasuk says kol dam, even blood that is not from a carbon. Vinosati ponai, pnai sheli, my turning. I will turn away from all my concerns, the oisik boy, and I will deal with the person who will eat blood. Because the soul of all creatures, Badam Hutluya, is dependent on blood. And therefore, Nisativ, I have given it Al HaMizbeach, on the Mizbeach L'chaper Al Nefesh HaOdom. I have told you to place it on the Mizbeach in order to atone on the soul of a person. Tavei Nefesh U'techaper Al Nefesh. Let the soul of an animal be Mechaper on the soul of a person. Kol Nefesh Mikem, all souls from you. Why does it say Mikem? L'haz G'doylim Al Ktanim, to warn the G'doylim that they should not feed blood to the Ktanim. And Rashi mentions this concept of Lahaza Gedolim Alaktanim many times. We find it in Parshas Yisroi, Lahaza Gedolim Alaktanim by Shabbos, that the Gedolim should not have Ketanim doing work for them on Shabbos. And also in Parshas Shmini, we see it twice, the Gedolim should not feed Shrutzim or non-kosher birds to the Ketanim. And also in Parshas Emor by Koihanim concerning Tumas Meis, the Gedolim should not allow the Ketanim, who are Kayanim, to be Metame Lemes. So Rashi Asher Yotzud, that he will capture, Ein Li Ela Tzayit. All I know is, if he captures a Chaya or Oif, then he has the din of Kisui Hadam, he must cover the blood. Evoizim V'tana Goylim Minayin, how do we know it applies to geese and chickens? Therefore, Talmud Loimah, the Pasuk says, Tzayit, an extra word, Tzayit. Mikol Mokim, no matter what, even though it is not a type of an animal that must be captured, it is a domesticated animal, still, the halacha is that the blood must be covered. Imkein lo manemar asher yotzud. If it applies to domesticated animals, why does the Torah say asher yotzud, that he captured it? Shelo yochal basar ela bazman hazois. He shall not eat meat only under these circumstances. He should look at it as if it's something that he must capture. He should look at it as something that is not always attainable. Because if one always eats meat, Sifsei Chacham says we are afraid, shema ye'oni, that he might become poor. And Rashi says a similar idea in Parshas Beshalach by the Parsha of Mon, in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Ches, where over there it says that Bosor is Lecho, V'lechem L'soiva. The slav that I am giving you will be to eat, and the Mon will be to satisfy you. Rashi says, Lam the Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah teaches you, Derech Eretz, She'ein Oichlim Bosor L'soiva, that you do not eat meat in order to be satisfied. You satisfy yourself with bread, and then you eat meat. Because if one satisfies himself with meat, he will become poor. Zot Rashi Asher Yoyachel, Prat Litzmeim. This din of Kisei Adam only applies to kosher birds and chayas, but not to non-kosher. Damai benafshehu, damai hulai b'makam ha-nefesh. The blood serves in the role of its life. Shanefesh tluyibay, because the soul is dependent on the blood. Ki nefesh kol basar damehu, ha-nefesh hi Adam. The soul is the blood. Dam u'basar lashon zachar. Blood and basar are in the masculine. Nefesh lashon nekeva. Nefesh is in the feminine. That's why it says damai hi. It says lashon nekeva, because it is going back on the word nefesh, which is lashon nekeva. Asher toichal nevela utreifa, if he eats a nevela utreifa, he will become tameh. Benevelas oif tahor hakosav medaber. The pasuk is talking about if one eats the carcass of a kosher bird. Shein la tuma el b'shash genevlas b'veis habliya. It only has a tuma when you swallow it, when it enters the person's throat, but it is not metame with mago, with touching it, or masa, or carrying it. And it's teaching you over here, that it is tame when you eat it, and not by touching it. And the word trefa, which is stated in the pasuk, was only written, to darshan. And so we learned, I might think that the carcass of a non-kosher bird would also have the same tuma b'beis ablia, tamud loimar. That's why we need the extra word treifa to modify nevela. Mi sheyesh b'mino treifa, it only is coming to teach us that the nevela of a bird that has in its species the halacha of treifa, that type of bird will be tamei abeis ablia. Yotza, this comes to exclude oif tamei, a non-kosher bird, she'ein b'mina treifa, which does not have in its species the halachas of treifas, because a non-kosher bird is also to eat no matter what, whether it's treifa or not. Zakrashi v'nosa avoinoi, he will carry his avera, im yoichal kodesh ayikonis l'migdash, if he will not immerse himself in a mikvah after eating the nevelas oif tar, and then he will eat kachim or enter the mikdash, chayev, he will be chayev koris al tumazu kichol shar tumas, as if he was tamei with any other type of tuma. Uvesori la yirchas v'nosa avoinoi al rechitzas gufoi oinish koris, concerning rechitzas gufoi, if he did not immerse himself in a mikvah and then enter the mikdash, he is chayev koris. Valkibus begodim b'malkis, but if he did not immerse his clothing in a mikvah and then he threw this garment onto the property of the Beis HaMikdash, then he is only chayev malkis. And the pasuk continues. Pasuk Aleph through Vav is an introduction to the parasha of Arias, which starts by pasuk Vav. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, speak to the b'nei Yisrael and you shall say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi says, Tu pshatim in Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The first pshat is, I am the same God that spoke to you at Har Sinai and said, Anoichi Hashem Elokeicha, I am Hashem your God. Then you were makabel, you accepted my malchus, my kingship. You accepted me as a king. Now be makabel my gezeris, accept upon yourself my decrees of Arias of sexual immorality. Rashi's second shot is that Hashem says, I know in later generations in the time of Ezra that the Yidden will be menatik themselves, they will attach themselves to the Isser of Arias. Therefore I want to tell them, know who is making this decree upon you. Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem, who is the name of Hashem, which gives reward to the people who keep His word and listen to Him. Elokeichem, which is the name of Hashem Elokim, that is a dayan liporea, a judge to punish. Know who is making this decree upon you. Hashem, who can give reward. Elokeichem, Hashem, who can punish. Kimase Eretz Mitzrayim, like the practice of the people of Mitzrayim. Asher yishavtem bo, where you lived, lo yisasu, you shall not do. Do not follow their ways. Uchemase Eretz Kenan, and like the practice of the people of Kenan, asher ani mevi eschem shamo, that I am bringing you there, lo yisasu, you shall not do and follow the practice of the Kenanim. Rashi tells us the Torah picks Mitzrayim and Kenan because they were the most immoral people. Not only that, Rashi says, Asher Yishavtem Bo, the Torah says, the place that you lived in, the place that you lived in Goshen, was the most immoral place in the world. And then Rashi continues to say, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shomo, the place where I will bring you, the lands of Canaan that you will capture, that is the most immoral. And the Mefarshim ask, this seems to be a contradiction, because first the Pasuk is saying that Goshen is the most immoral place, and then the Pasuk says that the areas that you will capture in Eretz Yisrael are the most immoral. Which one is it? Is it Canaan or Mitzrayim? Maskel David says, it depends which Avera we are talking about. Concerning the Avera of Znus, Mitzrayim was the worst. Zirma susim zirmasam, the Pasuk says concerning Mitzrayim. They were shetufe zima, steeped in znus. And therefore Goshen was the worst when it came to znus. And that's what the Pasuk says, do not follow their practice of znus, because Goshen is the worst. When the Pasuk says that the lands that you will capture in Canaan are the worst, that is referring to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And you shall not follow their practice to worship Avodah Zarah like the Canaan. Uvechukoseyem loyseleichu, and do not follow their customs. Rashi tells us this means do not go to their stadiums, to their theaters, and don't follow their superstitions. Es mishpotai tasu, my judgments you shall do. Rashi says this is referring to mitzvahs that a person understands, that he would say on his own. For example, do not steal, do not kill. Veschukoisai and my chukim, my decrees, tishmu, you shall watch. Which means, things, mitzvahs that a person does not understand. For example, why can't we wear shatnez? Why can't we eat pig? But still, tishmu, you must watch it, loleches bohem, to go in them. Ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi says, the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem are going back on the words Chukoisai Tishmeru. You must watch my chukim even though you do not understand them, because I am Hashem your God and you cannot be exempt from my mitzvahs. What does the pasuk mean when it says Lo Leches Bahem? You must go in the mitzvahs, because a person should not say that I learned already the chokhmah, the wisdom of Klal Yisrael. Let me go and learn the wisdom of other nations. Therefore, the Torah says Lo Leches Bahem. You must always go in the chokhmah of Yisrael. Ushemartem es chukoisav es mishpotai, and you shall watch my chukim and mishpotim asher yasa oisam ha'odom, that a person will do them. What is this pasuk adding to the previous pasuk, which said already ves mishpatai tasu ves chukoisai tishmeru? Rashi says two pshatim. The first pshat he says is that you might think you must only keep the mitzvahs and learn the mitzvahs that are stated explicitly in the Torah. How do we know that one must keep and learn the mitzvahs that are learned from drushes, whether it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, or from a kal v'chomer, from a gzeres shavo, and from a hekesh? Therefore, we need this pasuk to tell us that even such mitzvahs you must keep. Rashi's second shot is that since in the previous pasuk it only says asiyah, to do by mishpatim, and shmira, to watch and learn by chukim, because the previous pasuk says es mishpatai tazu ves chukoisai tishmeru, so how do I know that asiyah applies also to chukim and shmira applies also to mishpatim? Therefore, the pasuk says over here ushamartem es chukoisai ves mishpatai asher yaseh. It says shmira ushamartem, and it says asiyah asher yaseh, and in between both of them it says chukoisai and mishpatai, which teaches me that shmira and asiyah applies to both chukim and mishpatim. Vochai bohem, the pasuk says he will live in them, which means he will live through these mitzvahs in olam haba. It cannot mean in this world, because every person will eventually die, but rather vochai bohem, he will live through these mitzvahs in olam haba, in the world to come. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to reward the ones who go in my way. Zot Rashi pasuk beis. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Ani hu she'amarti b'Sinai, I am the one who said at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. V'kibaltem aleichem malchusi, and you accepted upon yourself that I am your king. Me'ata kablu gzeroisai, now accept my decrees of arayos, even though they might be hard on you. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Gol v'yadur lefonav, it is revealed and known before Hashem, she'soifon lenatik barayos, that at the end, Klal Yisrael will attach themselves to the Isser of Arayas of sexual immorality. Bimei Ezra, in the days of Ezra. Lefikach ba'alem b'gzeiro, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them with the decree of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. De'u mi goizer aleichem, know who is making this decree upon you. Dayan li porea v'nem l'sham schar, the one who is the judge to punish, and the one who is believed to pay reward. The name Hashem, Yudke Vavke, means that he keeps his word and pays back reward. Elokeichem, which is the name Elokim, is the name that means dying the Perea, the judge who will punish. Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim, like the practices of the land of Mitzrayim. Magid Shemaseim Shel Mitzrayim Shel Kananim Mikul Kolim Mikol Umais. The pasuk is teaching us that the practices of the Mitzrayim and the Kananim are more immoral than the ones of any other nation. Ba'oisei Mokum Sheyashvu Bo Yisrael Mikul Kol Minakol, and the place where the Yidden lived in was even worse than the rest of them. And that's why the pasuk says Asher Yeshaftim Bo, to teach you that Goshen was the worst. Asher ani mevi eschem shama, the land that I am bringing you there, magid she'osen amamin shekavshu Yisrael, this teaches us that those lands and those nations that the Yidden captured in Eretz Yisrael, mikul kolam yoisim mikulam, are even worse than all of them. Again, we said this is a stira, and the answer is it depends which avera we are talking about. If we are talking about the avera of znus, Goshen and Mitzrayim are the worst. If we are talking about the Avera of Avodah Zarah, Kinan was the worst. And do not follow their customs. What didn't the Pasuk say earlier when it mentioned Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim uKemasi Eretz Kanan? Ela, only Elu Nimusay Shalohem. These are their customs, Devarim HaChakukim Lohem, things that are etched in them as if they are laws, Kigoin Tartiois, going to their theaters, Vitstadios, and going to their stadiums. Rameir says, Elu Darki Hoemori, this is referring to the Darki Hoemori, Shemanu Chachamim, which the Chachamim enumerated. Different types of superstitions which the Kananim followed. Es mishpatai tishmeru, elu dvarim ha'amurim b'tara, these are things that are said in the Torah, b'mishpat, with judgment. She'ilu lo'nemru, even if they were not said, hayu kedai la'omran, it was fit and worthy to be said. It makes sense. Don't kill. Don't steal. Veschukoisai tishmeru, and my chukim you shall watch and learn. Dvarim shem gezeris ha'melech. This is referring to things that are a decree from the king. She Yetzirah Meshiv Aleihem. The Yetzirah asked on them. Laman lanu l'shomron. Why should we watch them? V'umayis ha'olam oivdei elilim. And the goyim Meshivin Aleihem ask on them. Kigon achilas chazir. Why can't we eat chazir pig? Ulevisha shatnis. And why can't we wear shatnis? V'taharas mechatos. And the purification process of the mechatos of the paraduma. Because that is also something that we cannot understand. The people that are involved with making the para aduma, making the ashes and mixing it together with the water, they become tame. But the people that get sprinkled with these ashes become tar. That seems to be a contradiction. It's something that we do not understand and can't comprehend. L'kach ne'emar, therefore the pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem, that I am Hashem, Gozarti Aleichem, I made this decree upon you, even though you do not understand them, I atem rishoi li'poter, you are not allowed to exempt yourself from these mitzvahs. L'leches behem, Al tipote mitoichem, do not exempt yourself from the wisdom of Klal Yisrael. Shalei toimar, you shall not say, Lomarti chochmas Yisrael, I learned the wisdom of the Yidden. Eilech ve'elmad chochmas umois, I will go now and learn the wisdom of the nations. Therefore the Pasuk says, Lo leches b'hem, you must constantly go in the ways and the wisdom of the Torah. Ushimartem es chukoisai, and you shall watch my chukim. What is this pasuk coming to include? Larabis to include shar dikduke haparsha, other dikdukim in the parsha, shalei porin hakosuf bahem, which the Torah does not say explicitly. Other mitzvahs that are not said explicitly in the Torah, but rather through drashas chazal, like kal vachomer, gezeres shava, and hekesh, those mitzvahs you must also have to keep. In order to say the words Shmira and Asiya by Chukim, and Shmira and Asiya concerning Mishpatim. Because in Pasuk Dalet, it only says Asiya on Mishpatim, and Shmira on Chukim. V'chai b'hem, you will live with them, lo'olam haba, in the next world. Shem tarma b'olam hazeh, because if you'll say it means olam hazeh, that cannot be. V'aloi soifei humeis, at the end, every person will die. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, ne'emar l'shalom schar, who is believed to pay reward to the ones who go in his ways.